on a 44-degree Thursday, and they've taken out any chance for rain in the Chippewa Valley today. And so high fire danger from the DNR, and in central Wisconsin, some counties with a very high fire danger. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever... You think of something, whether it's a salt shaker or ketchup or something where you're trying to pour, and there's that the initial spout, and then there's the larger cap. And if that larger cap comes off, it just all just pours out.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Is there anything that comes to mind where that's happened to you?
I've certainly had that happen, like with salt or seasonings. I think that's the most common example. And then it kind of ruins your food at that point.
Add honey to the list. It was around 5 o'clock this morning. I was trying to make a couple of peanut butter and honey sandwiches. And there's the honey cap, and then the larger cap just came off, and honey just poured out.
Yeah. Huh. So just loads of honey on your sandwich.
And then Winnie the Pooh showed up. It was weird.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Yeah, it's not surprising. I guess that would be expected.
I mean, it was just like that. It was, I don't know, some on the bread, but then some on the counter.
Oh, my goodness. And I was like, sticky mess.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Welcome to Thursday morning. So.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think of, sometimes pouring liquids that'll happen, too.
Uh-huh.
If you have them in one of those Tupperware containers and you're pouring it out of the Tupperware, and then it, falls off for some reason.
Yeah.
And then it's all over. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, okay, well, yes, it is what it is. But you deal with it. You clean it up, and you go
Move on.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
I was reading a book this morning called Joel Comiskey. It's called The Relational Disciple. And it was fun because you and I were talking about loneliness, right? And
earlier this week. Yep.
This is one of the lines. Isolation and loneliness are now part of the American psyche.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's definitely. I think it's going to continue to be something that is present. I think of the author escapes me, but wrote Front Porch Tales and
Philip Gully.
Philip Gully, right. And, it's just such a different picture of the world than what it feels like we're living in now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different contributing factors to it. But, he goes back. I mean, this is the early part of the book, but going back to de Tocqueville and democracy in America and how de Tocqueville had talked about this American individualism, which if it is, if it is at all a strength, I mean, it is a massive weakness, too. So
for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, most things like that have a negative side that come with them. So.
Right, right. No, I've said that for a long time. Like, your biggest strength is your biggest weakness, right?
Absolutely, for sure.
Hmm. Crazy how that works, I guess, two sides of a coin, right? So.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's good to be aware of those two sides of the coin. Even if you can't think of how to immediately address it, I think it's good to be sensitive to that.
And I guess just in terms of trying to combat that, I mean, in the spirit of trying to solve the world's problems in 5 minutes, I find myself, intentionally just, I mean, I enjoy other people's company. But then, whether it's individual encounters or group encounters, just almost throw yourself into that because we need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that there's days when I don't feel like getting together with certain people, And I have to remind myself, this is whether it's anxiety or something, it's just like, okay, I know this is important. It's good for my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right. Throw yourself into it.
There we go. John 15:1 very briefly says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. What's your devotion?
And I wrote, at the end of chapter 14, Jesus said to his disciples, rise, let us go from here. They had eaten dinner and were still talking together in the upper room. But now chapter 15 opens Act 2. They were headed to the Garden of Gethsemane, and on the way he would continue his instruction. He said, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Jesus was good at using metaphors. It makes me wonder if as they were walking, Jesus spotted a vine and he took it as an opportunity to teach the disciples. He frequently used agricultural imagery. I suspect that the further removed we are from our farming roots, the more we miss what Jesus was saying. In a technological world, life is much more predictable and efficient. Machines are more consistent than plants. Even when they are genetically modified, plants are still living organisms. Growth is not immediate, and plants remain susceptible to disease, injury, and death. As chapter 15 opens, Jesus describes the Father as a vine dresser, one who tends plants and makes sure they grow. He described himself as the true vine, the one from whom all life flows. He wanted us to see how much our lives depend on him.
Well, it's just a huge verse, and maybe one that we haven't thought about lately, but Jesus is the true vine, and we need to be abiding in him, right?
Yeah, I think that connection to Jesus is an important piece of this.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, close us out with your prayer.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, I love your organic metaphors. They help me to understand that my growth is not fast, but it does happen when I remain connected to you, the true vine. Prune me in your mercy, but leave me connected to you. Amen.
I have not said prune me in my prayers lately, but...
Me neither.
Well said. Thank you, friend. There we go. Our buddy Jason Cans. WWIB Jordan Feliz on his birthday, 35 today. And Chris Solberg here from One Source Imaging. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Good to be here for Hope and Hoops this morning.
Yeah, thanks. You've been a regular contributor, and this has become an annual event, right?
Yeah, I've been here several years now. Mm-hmm. We appreciate being able to support WWIB.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing that. And 20 Christ Center programs, some of the short features of the long form. You told me before you like the Christian Music Rewind Sundays, noon to 2.
Yeah, we do. I guess a little bit nostalgic, mm-hmm. a little nostalgia for me.
Yeah, there you go. One of my big questions for you, One Source Imaging, Chris, has been in business for 38 years. I mean, how do you do it? We always hear this number about so many businesses fail within the first 5 years. To keep going, a local family-owned business for close to 40 years, it's no small task, right?
No, it's not a small task. I think just... Well, there's always God involved mm-hmm. in supporting what you're doing. But the biggest thing, I think, is just that, you know, our philosophy is just to treat our customers right and do everything we can to take care of our customers and keep them coming back that way. You know, you won't find service like you get from us. You know, I occasionally even visit customers' houses just to... help them out with a problem so they don't need to haul their printer into the shop, things like that, things that you don't find anywhere else.
No, even as I've worked there for almost 6 years and I've seen it, I think of a Thrivent agent who bought a printer from us for his business at home, and it was on a Friday afternoon, and he's like, could you deliver it today? And Al, who'll be in later, I mean, delivered it right there that day, you know, the order, the same right. day order and delivery and all that, so, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep, just taking care of them. They ordered like 4 or 4:30 in the afternoon. They had it before we closed at 5.
Yeah, so, well, there you go. Customer service. Put that at the top of the list for business success and longevity. So, Chris is our shooter, our March Hope and Hoops today. Let's get behind him. One Source Imaging, downtown Eau Claire. All right, the moment of truth has arrived here at 11 in front of 7 WWIB. You can still get in. We'll still take those late arrivals. Hey, there we go. There's our friend Julie from Valley Brook. There we go. Chris, she says, hey, guys, I'll support Chris for $5 for a shot made, I guess, and $2 for a miss. And she's she had won yesterday's prize. So she said, you don't have to include me. There we go. All right. So, yeah, congratulations to her. She'd won. You know what, Julie? You are eligible for the prize, so it's okay. So, anyhow, all right, here we go. The business owner in-house, Chris Solberg from One Source Imaging. Number one, there's that under... Oh, just off. Yeah, hit the rim a couple of times, fell off. There's number two. Oh, a little bit off to the left. That perfection was earlier. He's 1 for 3. 2 more to go. Underhanded, it is good. 2 for 4. One last little pitch is up there and got it. All right, we got hot there. You got hot after missing those first two, and we'll get the post-shot interview now here on WWIB. As he'll make his way around at 10 before 7, 43 degrees. It's harder than it looks, right?
Yeah, you know, those actual shooting, those nerves when you actually
right.
get up to the line, right? Yep, I my first shots this morning, I went 5 for 5, so mm-hmm. I was hopeful, but...
Yeah.
Hey, 3 for 5, we'll take it.
You were 5 for 5, 13 of 15, but yeah, I hear you on the red light going on. I've had my challenges with the pressure and announcing it as well. So, well, thanks, Chris. We appreciate it. One more time, kind of recap for us in terms of One Source Imaging. People stop down and see you downtown Eau Claire and or check things out online, right?
Yeah, thank you, Vicky and Julie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, come on down one, or just give us a call. Visit our website, onesourceimaging.com, for more information. We're happy to help you in what, however we can.
Fantastic. All right, we'll see you later today, boss. There we
All
go.
All right.
Chris Solberg, he knows business inside and out, and again, would love to work with you through your personal printing needs or anything that you need for your business. So, All right, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Meanwhile, TikTok needs to break up with the Chinese Communist Party. That's what Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher told reporters yesterday after the House passed a bill requiring TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech giant ByteDance, to sell their social media app or see it banned in the U.S.
I think the world we all want to live in is one in which ByteDance divests from TikTok and TikTok can continue under different ownership. The possibility of CCP interference and control of the algorithm is what we're trying to address with this bill.
Gallagher says the current ownership structure is a threat to national security as American data can be accessed by the Chinese government. Those opposed cite free speech issues with the bill. It's not clear at this time if it is going to be able to pass the Senate. All right, WWIB, our CCM song tournament continuing. A great matchup today. Again, we seeded these 1 through 32. They're soloists or they might be groups. And so we've got a male soloist, Danny Gokey, a 15 seed, squaring off against the 18 seed We Are Messengers. Pretty even on the right side of the bracket. And so We Are Messengers, the person managing that is Mike in Stanley. And so he's going, opting for their tune, I Found Rest. That'll be played first. And then Danny Gokey, haven't seen it yet, the second one this morning. So you can vote two places, the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group where the voting is open, and also on our listener line at 715-396-1670. Song one, We Are Messengers, I Found Rest, voting through 745.
I have to say, Havo, since you announced that Danny Gokey had fallen behind We Are Messengers, there have been a slew of votes that I've been seeing coming in for Danny G. So We Are Messengers might be falling behind here, and now they need some support.
There you go. That's the way it swings, right? People love an underdog. So, yeah, as you say that, I see two more votes for Danny Gokey on the text line at 715-396-1670. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We have a birthday to celebrate today, and Sherry from Bloomer. I don't know if anybody wins around here more than Sherry and Bloomer, Caleb, and she has been very successful, and it's her husband Gary's birthday today. And so, first of all, I want to wish him a happy birthday.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
So it's your birthday.
And she says that Gary loves Crowder and Aaron Schust. And so we've got a Crowder song for him this morning. Run, Devil, Run. It's Crowder on the Wib Wake Up Show. Happy birthday, Gary. Votes coming. We Are Messengers or Danny Gokey. Only one can move on in our CCM song tournament. Another great matchup at 8:15. All right, so We Are Messengers against Danny Gokey, and the winner is,
we're not sure. Exactly tied.
Wow.
8 votes separated Danny Gokey and We Are Messengers in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, and 8 votes separated them via the text line at 715-396-1670. But the 8 votes, again, you know, on opposite sides. So we are going into overtime. In just a moment, we'll play another song. At the end of that song, that will be the end of OT. Mm-hmm. So if you have not voted yet, if you have voted, you're just going to have to ride this one out. But if you have not voted yet, 715-396-1670, 396-1670, and bonus vote in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Even though it says until 7:45, we're in overtime now on that post. So, yeah, vote both ways, and let's figure this one out. Let's get a winner.
Absolutely. All right. So, but also, March 14th is a popular day to have a birthday.
It is indeed.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams
are true. It's your birthday.
A very happy birthday in the Swenson household to my son, Cooper. I can now say my oldest son with baby Teddy there. Cooper turns 9 years old today. And again, Cooper, just I think we're finding more and more things that we have in common, too, is he loves sports, loves playing sports, loves watching sports. And, you know, not just that, but again, we also enjoy sweets as well, don't we, Coop? And we enjoy hanging out with family. We enjoy being at home. And man, I just am so grateful to the Lord for giving us Cooper 9 years ago. He has brought so much joy into my life. Me and Lindsay's life too, as I remember again, finding out that we were expecting to, and all of those emotions too. And then when I finally met him for the first time, as all that spilled over, it's like, wow, what a miracle this is. Mm-hmm. And so just so grateful for my oldest son, and just for the kindness and tenderness he has toward others, the way he takes care of others and is helpful. And Cooper, I continue to pray that God would build you into the man that he wants you to be, and that you would come to know Jesus more and more each day and know how much he loves you more than I ever could. Mm. So very happy birthday to my son, Cooper. And you know what? The bonus song in overtime here is going to be one that Cooper picked out for his birthday. Peabod, Love Everybody. And that's what Cooper does. That's what Cooper does.
Fantastic. Happy birthday, Cooper. WWIB, yeah, speaking of hope and hoops, Al Bublitz from One Source Imaging going to be our guest shooter about 25 minutes from now. And we got some good pledges for him this morning.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much to Cliff from Spooner, Corey from Chippewa Falls, both with very generous pledges. And we just heard from Karen from Ladysmith, and said she appreciates One Source Imaging and that great business, says, hey, we're going to do $25 per shot, make or miss. So $125 flat pledge. Thank you so much for your generosity to the Ministry of WIB Incorporated. Again, these gifts all support and sustain you sponsor the 20 Christ Center programs here in WWIB, and a chance to win a $15 gift certificate for One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire if you pledge before 8:45 this morning.
All right, well, we've got two great artists in our CCM Song Showdown, and it's already posted in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. You can vote there, and also the listener line at 396-1670. Listen, last year, Stephen Curtis Chapman got knocked out in the first round, and so those who were seeding this year said, all right, if that's what you said. So he's the 23 seed. He'll be played first. Jeannie in Eau Claire nominated him and is going with the song Dive. And that'll be followed by Zach Williams, Tammy in Eau Claire going with Zach and Chainbreaker. Two great artists, Caleb.
Man, yeah, again, just so many hit songs and so much great ministry for both of these. Two ways to vote. You can vote both ways. 715-396-1670, 396-1670 bonus votes in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
All right, again, first of all, just setting up our CCM Song Showdown the next 12 and a half minutes. On the text line at 396-1670, Zach Williams is up by one. There was one group vote of six votes, so that gave a significant boost to Zach Williams. How about in the Facebook group?
It's pretty tight, but it looks like Zach Williams has a slight edge there as well. So Stephen Curtis Chapman fans will probably need to rally in force if they want to carry him to victory. But there's still a lot of time left, 13 minutes here, so a lot can change. But 715-396-1670, one vote by text per person. Again, those group votes, just please make sure you're not just counting members in your family. Please make sure you're actually asking them. Again, it's just on your honor, so be honest about that.
Right.
And again, you can get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Just look for the post that everyone is commenting on right now.
There we go. Al Bublitz is with One Source Imaging, our featured business today, providing a $15 gift certificate each time we shoot. And Julie and Eau Claire won it the first time, and we're getting some great pledges getting behind Al. I've had the privilege of working with Al the last couple of years, and we have pretty good time together, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, laughs. I've heard that Al enjoys a good joke, right?
He does.
Have any for us? I mean, do you have any
that... He has phoned him in on the listener line before.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. Anything off the top of your head today?
Not.
We're not prepared with any either if you threw that back at us.
Right,
so
right. Exactly.
It takes us until like right before 7:45 on Monday mornings. And so we're giving ourselves a little break during this CCM Song Tournament.
Exactly. So, Al, you've been working hard with One Source Imaging. Talk about your involvement with the business.
Well, I do both sales and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And we call people up and we inform them about what products we have, and they don't have to wait for us to call. They can, you know, just give us a call. Come on in and buy some toner and little ink.
As Chris was saying earlier, as a family-owned business, we try to have the competitive and lower prices available on the name brand or reman cartridges already, and then with this $15 gift certificate, an even greater savings possible. So
yeah, pick up a copy or, you know.
Right. It really is amazing, right? I mean, here's a guy from Elk Mound High School, and he's in ninth grade, started this whole business, and here we are, you know, all these years later, and to see all the businesses that we provide toner to, that you're delivering to all around, and really, we have free delivery all over the country.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
They don't let me out.
We don't send you all over the country. We don't send you that. Al, you're off to Texas.
Depending on who's listening at whip.com, that could be tested as well.
Absolutely. But actually, on a personal side, I mean, kind of a proud and exciting time, your granddaughter Phoebe, she's being baptized this Sunday. That's pretty cool.
She is. Yeah. Yeah. At Concordia Lutheran, 10:30. We'll see everybody there.
Right. There you go. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's exciting. So, all right. Well, so Al has had no warm-up shots yet. What do you think of this little Tykes hoop? You think you can handle this? You can beat Chris. Chris went 3 for 5.
Well, I'm always modest before I shoot.
Yeah, right. Yes. All right. And
what does scripture say? The man who puts on his armor should not boast like the one taking it off. Yeah, so, Al's going to put on his armor and do the best he can against the kitty hoop here that has felled many a foe.
Yes. And, you know, Chris is in the clubhouse with the three, so we'll see how Al fares here. Get behind him with a pledge. 396-1670 on OneSource Imaging Day, the place to go if you need a copier, desktop printer, or any supplies or paper, labels, checks, you name it. All right, so Cliff and Spooner says $3 for every trio we play. Here's the third one in the morning. Phillips, Craig, and Dean on Whip. Kane with Any More on WWIB. And take that, Cliff and Spooner. Three trios on top of three earlier. That's 6 for a total of 18 for Whip Incorporated from Cliff today. And he's also got his own trifecta pledge going on. $3 per made basket from Al at One Source Imaging. And the, the third ball is worth 9 today, so.
There you go. And again, thank you so much to Corey from Chippewa Falls. Again, with a pledge that gets bigger the more that Al makes. And Karen from Ladysmith saying, hey, we're not going to put any pressure on Al. We're just going to do a very nice, generous pledge of $125 flat, $25 per made shot. And again, you can get yourself in the running for that $15 One Source Imaging gift certificate as well with your pledge. 715-396-1670 as voting is now closed in our latest matchup between Chainbreaker by Zach Williams and Stephen Curtis Chapman Dive. And it was another close one.
Tell you what, Caleb, we don't have to give the final result, but I can tell you on the tech side, it was a complete tie. So you're going to have to decide.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to double check this here.
Yeah, you double check it, and we'll have those results for you. Plus, Al's shooting coming up. And we have a winner between Stephen Curtis Chapman and Zach Williams in the CCM Song Showdown. It is...
by 2 votes, Zach Williams. Huh. Yes, every vote matters, and 2 votes, all that separated Zach Williams, Chainbreaker, and Stephen Curtis Chapman Dive. So congratulations, Zach Williams, who moves on to the next round. All right, thank you so much to our pledgers. And again, if you want to sneak in a last-second pledge, you can, to be eligible for that $15 gift certificate to One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire. Maybe use that for ink or toner or maybe toward a printer. We have Corey from Chippewa Falls to thank, Cliff from Spooner, and Karen from Ladysmith, all with pledges this morning to benefit Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Al from One Source Imaging is at the line, ready to shoot.
All right, the music is rolling, Al. Here we go.
First shot, the orange ball on the way comes up a little bit short.
Man, I'm too familiar with that.
Second one on the way, swish. There you go. All right, 1 for 2 so far, Al, and he's going to go with the orange ball.
Other balls.
He's going to go with that one and says, hey, I've got the feel for that one.
This one's worth $9 from Cliff.
On the way, off the back, and no good. Again, a little bit strong. Second. Bounce off the front rim and in for the 4th shot. All right, he's split 2 for 4. Now the final shot, the 5th shot. Which ball does he take? He's going to go with a red one in the air. On the way, off the backboard and out. You know what? That rim is not very kind, but I'll credit Al with standing about as far back as you can here in the studio. Mm-hmm. And well done, Al. We'll get a little post-game reaction. I mean, he's also cleaning up the loose basketballs as well, too.
Trained him well. In those 41 years of marriage coming up March 19th.
So Chris Solberg for One Source Imaging was 3 out of 5, Al 2 out of 5. So 50% shooting percentage so far for the One Source team. That's very respectable.
But Chris has bragging rights all day in the office.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you don't want to do better than the owner.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
He knows who signs his check.
And the thing is, Al, you can attest as well, too, that this is maybe not as easy mm-hmm. as the Fellowship of Christian Athletes guys made it look yesterday.
Is that right?
But if Chris would like to go one-on-one
yeah.
on a regular okay. court, I think we could set something like that up.
There you go. Al, thank you so much. Great to meet you in person again. I've heard about you from Mark as one of his coworkers that enjoys tuning in here to the WIB Wake Up Show, and we appreciate that. And it was great chatting with you a little bit off the air here as well, too. Thank you for coming in and helping out WIB Incorporated today.
Yep. Nice to be here.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.